Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Good morning and welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Mike Wiggins, and the garden line is open, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
What a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day out there, for sure.
This is a great month. We, you know, deserve a lot of days like this.
Yeah.
When it's not too hot, not too cold. It's great. Good time to get out in the yard and do a little work. Mm-hmm. Maybe today we can talk a little bit about some good news gardening, about what color one can put in their yard to give it a fall look. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of options. We'll talk about some of that. But we really would encourage as many calls and texts as we can get. We always like to hear from our listeners, no doubt about it. But we do need to start off to say our thoughts and prayers and what have you go with our friends down in South Florida, mm-hmm. down in Tampa. I was down in Tampa, St. Pete this summer, and when you talk about a category, I don't care if you call it a 3, a 4, or a 5, coming in off the Gulf into Tampa Bay, those thousands of houses that can't be very far above sea level, and you get a 10-12 foot surge. Oh, it's just scary what can happen.
Yeah,
it really is. So I know the people down South Florida are hurricane savvy. They know what to do. They know when to evacuate. They know what to do with their property. But a storm that big coming in, there's not much you can do. Mm-hmm. To protect your property. So I just wish them well. I really do. I know on a personal note, I've got 2 grandchildren down at the University of Florida, and they have evacuated and come home.
Mm-hmm. I have some friends in Tampa, actually, and yeah. I checked in with them. They're all boarded up, and they're going to try to ride it out. I guess they must not be in an evacuation zone, but I'm certainly thinking about them.
Oh, there's no question about it. In Gainesville, at the University of Florida, the reason my granddaughters came home. 1 is to be safe, but 2, they've canceled classes for the rest of the week. And so I think everybody's leaving as they should, because we keep talking about Tampa, St. Pete, Naples, Fort Myers, all of that. But you got Jacksonville, that storm across the state. And
still going to be a Category 1.
Be a Category 1, which is, as we all know, can do grave damage. Mm-hmm. So let's just keep them in our prayers, and also be very cognizant of the fact that we have been very lucky.
Oh yeah,
we have missed Helene. We're gonna miss Milton.
Miss Francine.
Absolutely. So, keep it up. We don't need one. We don't deserve one. We've paid our dues. But going back to the good news, the weather here is really conducive to gardening and to getting out and doing some things in the yard, because, of course, we've had the summer when we had the horrible heat that kept us from doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I always like this is the time of year I like to look at some stats. I don't know if you and I have ever done this, but I've got this little chart that says when we're going to have the first freeze in Pensacola.
What's the prediction for this year?
Okay, here we go. November 11th, a 10% chance. November 21st, a 20% chance. A December 5th, a 40% chance. And December 22nd, a 70% chance. But for the record, I think those who've listened to the Garden Line, and we've gone through these stats before, we have never been right. We have never hit it right. But I always like to look at this, because this is a study that went out way back. But our weather has gotten a little more intense with climate change and such as that. So take that for what it's worth, but it's always fun to look at it.
I've only been down here a short time, but it seems like the week of Christmas. That's when the freeze happens.
That's right. Well, if you want to, let's go to our chart here. December 28th. Mm-hmm. 3 days after Christmas, 80% chance for a freeze. And the last one on our chart, January 7th, 90%. And, you know, and that's one reason a lot of people live here, because we do have these seasons. You know, it's not like living in Miami where it's hot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Living in Minnesota where your summertime is about 24 hours. but we have these seasons. And usually any freeze we get, usually, is a quick hit. We get in the 30s, maybe the high 20s, and then we warm up. We've had some that have given some damage. I always talk about the freeze that I want to say the late 80s, where we went down to single digits, and we had damage. Mm. Had damage in lawns, a lot of the landscape, things that you wouldn't think would have problems, had problems. And they were, many of the damages were long-term damages. For example, a lot of us plant Japanese yews. It's a great plant, grows, give you some height. A lot of the Japanese yews got what we call split bark from that intense cold. And it was late summer before you saw that plant go downhill because of that split bark. So St. Augustine grasses, some of that just didn't make it. Just didn't make, especially northern part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So in any event, let's hope we don't have that either.
Yeah.
But the weather kind of dictates what we do.
Absolutely.
Garden-wise, and that's why we talk about it a lot. Well, let's do talk about a little bit of color here.
I was going to say, are you ready for questions?
Oh, yeah.
We have three queued up for you.
Oh, do we? Oh,
yes.
Heavens, yes.
All right. 850-437-1620, by the way, if you have questions today. My roses have lost all their leaves. They have a powdered film on them that's left. I fertilize them every month. Need advice, please.
Fertilizing them every month is the thing to do because roses are heavy, heavy feeders. Insofar as the white material on there, sounds like that's powdery mildew. Powdery mildew is a kind of a fungus that'll get on roses, along with black spot. Those are the two that we fight all the time. And black spot is exactly what it says it is. You got black spots on the leaves. It needs to be treated. You can buy rose powder that you can kind of powder your roses with, or you can spray them. But if you've got that powdery mildew on there, it'd be a good idea to do that. Losing the leaves this time of year, some roses, you're going to see that happen. I wouldn't be too excited about that, but I think probably in this case, it is that powdery mildew that's causing that defoliation of that rose. It'll probably be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do some cutting back on it as we get into the new year, but I certainly would go ahead and treat for that powdery mildew as soon as you could.
All right. My citrus tree leaves are covered in what I believe to be black mold. How do I get rid of it, and should I be concerned with the nearby plants?
Citrus is susceptible to scale. And the reason I say scale, because here's what happens. If you look underneath the leaves on the citrus, or your ligustrum, or many other plants, you'll see the little white specks, which are insects. And what they do, those white specks will pierce the leaf, and it secretes what they call honeydew. And that honeydew will form a black, sooty mold on the leaf, which is what we're talking about here, which needs to be treated. What I would do is spray it with an oil spray. The best oil spray around is ultra-fine oil. Very organic. It's safe. We used to use Volk oil, if you remember right, but this ultra-fine is sort of the improvement on that. So you spray that. Be sure you get under the leaves, and that will smother the scale, control the scale, and in turn control that black sooty mold. The black sooty mold is very dangerous because what it does, it'll cover the leaf, and then obviously the sun can't get to it, the weather, and it'll go downhill. So you need to control that, no doubt about it.
We do have another question in queue, but we'll get back to it right after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about Amendment 4, the ballot initiative that would enshrine in the Constitution a right to an abortion. We also talked about the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting deciding to fund the District 1 Medical Examiner's Facility to an additional $800,000, and had a really interesting conversation with Sheriff Chip Simmons about these families who cry about their babies that were little angels that were involved in these criminal shootings. Do the families know that they were bad? Find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Good morning and welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest, Mike Wiggins is in studio and the garden line is open. Just before the break, we were talking about questions on the text line, which again, 850-437-1620. What is the best way to start a grapevine that is about 6 inches tall? Thoughts?
Do you think they're talking about buying a grapevine and planting it?
It just says best way to start a grapevine.
Well, if you're going to buy a grapevine, you know, you can buy them. This will be the season coming up, because so many of those grapevines, scuppernons, that type of thing, will go dormant, and that's the best time to plant them. But the thing to do is just plant the way we normally do for success. In other words, we have nothing but sand here, so you need to amend the soil with a little Canadian sphagnum peat moss, and for a grapevine, that's probably all you need. Dig the hole, mix up some of the Canadian sphagnum peat moss with the sand, mix all that together, plant in that hole, adding water as you go. Full sun is what you want to do. I wouldn't fertilize it at this point. And then just wait for spring and watch it perform. I think that'd be the best way to do it. And I assume that's what they're saying, what the question's about. If they've got one at home and they're going to transplant it, same deal. But I would probably wait until it's totally dormant and then transplant it January, February, something on that order.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Just before the questions came in, we were talking a little bit about plants that can add some color during the October-November season. What are your thoughts and tips on that?
Well, I got there are all kinds of things to talk about with color in the fall. But I did get a memo from Sheila Dunning, who is a extension agent, not sure where, but somewhere to the east, Fort Walton, Panama City, Santa Rosa County, not sure. But Sheila Dunning always has some great ideas that she publishes and sends out to people in the business. Mm-hmm. She says there's one you may not have ever planted before. It's called a fire spike. Fire spike. It's a fall bloomer, It blooms with these red, I think the word, tubular blossoms. It's got glossy green leaves, and it will grow in dense shade to partial sunlight, which a lot of us have. And it's hard to find blooming plants that will do that. Now, if you live in Tampa, it's a permanent evergreen plant, and it grows rather large, a semi-woody shrub, if you will. But if you live in our zone, zone 8, it's a perennial, and it'll die back to the ground in the winter, resprout in the spring, and then produce those beautiful 9-inch crimson flowers at the end of the summer. So you've got many of our other blooming plants have had their better day at the end of the summer, but this fire spike will not. So it's what you would label a tender perennial. It's going to come back every year, will bloom in the late summer, and a lot of people say they'll make a bank of them. In other words, they'll plant the plants about 2 feet apart, and it'll make a huge bank of plants that bloom with those pretty red flowers. So interesting. I appreciate Sheila sending that along. It's just a plant that really you don't think about too much, but may want to give it a shot. It's called a fire spike. Okay, so what else do we plant in the fall? Well, I think I may have mentioned last week I had a good friend call me and said, I'm ready to plant some pansies, which is, of course, the quintessential fall blooming annual. So he went out trying to find it. Couldn't find any. The garden centers didn't have them yet. And that's not unusual because the pansies generally come in a little bit later. You don't want to plant them when it's 95 degrees. You don't want to plant them when it's 90 degrees. You need to wait till it's a little bit cooler, like today, to be perfect. They come in all different colors. I love the other ones. When we were kids, we said these pansies had a face. It looks like a face on the blossom. Or they're just solid colors. The one that I think is really fun to grow is the yellow one, the yellow pansy. And all the experts will tell you that if you have, let's say you have the front of your home, you've got some hedge plants, then you've got a medium grower kind of layered down, and in the front of that, you've got an area where you plant your annuals for color. Well, yellow, visually, if somebody's driving their car down, it kind of brings your house closer to the street visually, if it's a bright color. And, of course, the yellow pansy is a very bright color. So that's one of the principles of landscaping is you want that visual bright color to bring your home visually closer to the street. So in any event, pansies are fun to grow. Most people plant them in little 4-inch pots, plant them maybe a foot apart, and they will be great. They will put up with a frost. They will put up with a freeze. I don't know and don't believe they're going to put up with a single-digit cold, but I don't think we're going to get that again. I think that was a one-off. I really do. But pansies are great. That's probably the first choice, probably the most popular annual in Pensacola to give your flower bed fall color. Another one that is good is dianthus. Dianthus is a small-growing annual. It's red. They come in different colors, but they're red. And they love the full sun. I planted some dianthus in a pot one time for the fall. Kept waiting for it to die back in the summer. It never did. And it went into the next fall, so it lasted me almost over a year. It's very hardy. So you might want to look up dianthus if you're looking for something that is hardy. But the red one is really, really attractive and gives you a good fall look.
Very nice. We do have another question for you on the text line, but we'll get to it after the break. 850-437-1620. We'll answer your question.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you want to be part of the Garden Line today, Mike Wiggins is our guest. I'm your host, PJ. So just before break, we had a question come in. It was, who sells the ultrafine oil?
Two places I would go. One, I would check with our friend Larry out at Pensacola Seed and Garden out on Mobile Highway. And our friends at Werner Turf, which is on Creighton Road. So whichever one is closest. I believe either one of those would carry it because it's a staple. Back in the day, way back in the day, as I mentioned before, we used to use Volk oil. It was an ortho product, but it had pretty much some narrow restrictions on weather. It could have been too hot, could have been too cold. You needed to find the perfect weather. This ultrafine oil has expanded that time where you can use it without doing any kind of damage to your plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what people do. But the old timers, including yours truly, I think I'm an old timer. It's a matter of just every spring, every fall, you use an oil spray on many of your plants. As I said, ligustrum, boxwood, Clearera japonica, sago palms. Sago palms are really bad about getting that scale that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It causes that black sooty mold. And you've really, on a sago palm, have got to get underneath it and get underneath those fronds where that scale is located. But yeah, that ultrafine oil is something I don't want to say it's out of favor, because it is a lot of trouble and a lot of people don't do it anymore. But back in the day, almost anybody in the gardening business or as a hobby did do the oil spray fall to spring.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds going into the break here. I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up.
Oh, yeah, well, we got to go down our list here of some plants. And not only let's talk about what we can plant as an annual, but what can we plant as a perennial, kind of like that fire spike we talked about, which is a perennial, but maybe some plants you don't think about, which do give you a fall look, that are permanent landscape plants. Let's just kind of go there for a minute.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Milton could be one of the most destructive storms to ever hit Florida's west central coast, including Tampa Bay. Tomorrow night, Fox Weather's Britta Merwin in Lido Key, already flooded by Hurricane Helene 11 days ago.
We could have worst-case scenario 15 feet of storm surge. We could have peak wind gusts of 125 miles per hour. That can take this debris and throw it at homes as well, adding to the damage.
Operations are already suspended at Tampa International Airport. There's a new poll in the presidential race.
A New York Times Siena College poll gives Vice President Harris a 3-point advantage over former President Trump nationally, 49% to 46%. That is an improvement for the Democrat from mid-September when the two candidates were tied.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. The poll finds Trump ahead by 14 points in Florida, 6 in Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Two family pets were rescued after a house fire on Edgemont Drive last night. Escambia Fire Rescue says firefighters responded about a quarter after 8 p.m. on Monday. Nobody was injured in the fire, but two family pets were trapped inside of the property. Both of those pets, though, rescued in good health. Right now, there's no word on damage or what caused that fire, but an investigation is ongoing. The sheriff's office says a man was shot on Pensacola Beach last night.
The victim was shot by his wife during a disturbance. Basically, a man and wife got in an argument at their home, I guess, on Pensacola Beach, or where they were staying on Pensacola Beach. She ends up shooting him. He was transported to the hospital. He's still alive as far as I know, but okay. She was charged with attempted homicide.
That is Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. And that happened at about 10:30 last night on Via de Luna and Fort Pickens Road. The man was flown to a hospital. We don't have an update on his condition as of today. Hurricane Milton posing an extreme threat to Florida. That's from the National Hurricane Center this morning. The Category 4 storm currently about 450 miles southwest of Tampa, moving at 9 miles an hour, maximum sustained winds at about 145 miles an hour this morning. It's 9:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures warming up near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, another sunny day with a high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. For Thursday, more sunshine, high near 82, low near 62. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 75 degrees. In Pensacola, it is 70 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 72 in Milton. Our next news at 10 o'clock, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Pepsi reported third quarter earnings that beat Wall Street's estimates, but its revenue was weaker than expected. The food and beverage giant lowered its full year outlook for organic revenue. Recalls related to its Quaker Foods North America business continue to weigh on its sales. Uber is updating its platform with new sustainability features in mind. This includes an EV preference that will let customers opt for fully electric vehicles by default. On the delivery side, the company is adding farmers market produce to Uber Eats in New York City and Los Angeles. Consumers now pay an average of roughly 30.5% to carry a balance on store credit cards. That's according to a Bankrate survey. The highest annual percentage rate was nearly 36%. And that is charged by companies such as Petco, Burlington, Big Lots, and Michaels. Stocks are mixed. Dow Industrials down by 34, the NASDAQ up by 158. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
From City Hall in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Today, Mayor Adolph Greenhut and the other two city commissioners have been closeted with City Attorney C.W. Watson, working out how the city is going to react to the closing yesterday of the Bank of Pensacola. This bank suffering from flagging loan collections, was forced to suspend operations yesterday, and this means that the city, as one of the larger depositors there, is at risk for losing up to $30,000. Mr. Watson noted that this bank, like all others, has had no form of insurance to protect in case of default. Thus, depositors may well lose all that they have with the Bank of Pensacola. Mayor Greenutt noted that the failure of young businessmen who had borrowed heavily to buy an improved cut over Pensacola's Pineland, hoping for reasonable profits, was the final detail bringing about the closure of the bank. Bank of Pensacola opened just about 32 months, has yet to make a public statement today on the closure. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you want to be part of the Garden Line today with your host, Mike Wiggins, I'm PJ. We did have a question just before the news break. I have been growing several plant species as a hobby, pomegranate, mulberry, Barbados cherry, dragon fruit, etc., and would like to start selling rooted cuttings. How difficult is it for a hobby grower to go through the approvals and licenses to sell these at farmers markets?
First of all, let me say this. Congratulations. It's a great hobby. And I know, like at the farmer's market and that type of place, you should have a lot of interest in the things that you just mentioned. I really think you'll do well. You need to, in my opinion, you need to be licensed, of course. City, if you get a city business license, you got to do that. However, what you also need to do if you're selling plant material to the public is talk to Beth Bowles or some of her staff at the County Extension Office. And what I'm going to do real fast is look on my phone. I think I have got that number to give you. Hang on just a second.
And that's for Escambia County?
Escambia County.
Okay.
Exactly. But this is going to be probably state requirements.
Mm.
Because the state has some requirements here. Let me just see if I've got this for you. Won't take me but 2 seconds here. Here we go. 475-5230. As I say, talk to Beth Bowles, who's the Escambia County Extension agent, or her staff, mm-hmm. who I think could probably help you with what state requirements there are if you're going to sell plant material to the public. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think these licenses are expensive. And I think you need to have those in hand before you start selling things. So good luck to you. I hope to see you down there and meet you, because I just think that is great that you're going to try to sell some stuff and share your knowledge with the public. Because what you'll probably find when you set up, say it's a farmer's market, is you'll sell a bunch of stuff, but you will answer 1,000 questions mm-hmm. about what you're planting, how you do it, and that's what's fun about this business.
Yeah,
people have a lot of questions because there's a lot of interest, mm-hmm. and so go get them. and if by chance what I just said about getting the help from Escambia County Extension Service, and maybe you don't get the answers that you thought you might get, let me know next week, and I'll try to do a little research for you.
850-437-1620 if you have any other questions for Mike. We were also talking this morning about plants to add color to your landscaping during this fall season.
Yeah, we left ourselves at dianthus, which I really, really like. And here's one that over the years, most people have said this is a spring annual. Plant them in the spring, enjoy them in the summer, they burn up. You move into the fall. But planting petunias in the fall is also done by a lot of people, because they will take a frost. They will hard freeze. You may have some troubles. But petunias are great because, as we all know, they come in just a multitude of colors. And they come whereas you can buy cascading petunias. So if you've got a nice, attractive container, a hanging basket maybe, petunias might be the one for you to plant right now, right now, and enjoy it as we go into the fall. And if we have a mild winter, it'll probably carry over into the spring. So petunias are one that a lot of people don't think about when it comes to fall color, but certainly is there. And then, of course, the one you see everywhere is the mums, which is a perennial, but so many people, because of the beautiful colors that the mums come in, we'll use them just kind of to decorate for the fall.
Yeah, my wife loves those.
I mean, you know, I've known people who will get a bale of hay, put it by the front door, put some pumpkins around it, put some of those burgundy and yellow mums around it, and it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Something for the kids to do, no doubt about that. But the mums are good, but they are a perennial. You can enjoy them in the pot, decorate with them. You can go ahead and plant them, watch them bloom. After they bloom, cut them back. Next spring, you can pinch them back again, and they'll come back and bloom again another year. I think one reason maybe a lot of people don't do that is in the spring, you really don't see a lot of color. It's just the mum is there. You know it's going to bloom later. But by the same token, it is one that comes back year after year. So it's a true perennial. So those are some of the colorful plants. But there are also some other things you need to tend to for color. But it's not color for the fall. It's color for the spring. But you call it fall. It's called fall bulbs. Mm. So these are what you plant this time of year for color in the spring. Starting out with daffodil bulbs. Now, we're getting into the time where you may want to buy them. A lot of people buy them online. So you want to go ahead and probably go ahead and get them. You don't really have to plant them yet. If you plant them in November, you'd probably be okay. Even December, you'd probably be fine. The daffodils, however, there's some that are better than others. There's one called Carlton. It's a yellow daffodil, and it's one of the few that comes back year after year. Now, I'm going to solicit my audience, because there was a nice lady who we talked to last year about the Carlton daffodils, and she had another one that came back year after year. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have racked my notes to find the name of that daffodil that she told us about. Mm-hmm. If she's listening, let us know again which one you recommended that's going to bloom year after year. It was very interesting. I wrote it down. I can't find it.
850-437-1620 if you had the answer for Mike here.
Exactly. But anyway, daffodils are good. And daffodils, it's really, I think I've told this story before, do really good in kind of a natural area. And I had a customer one time. He'd come and he'd buy about, maybe a dozen, maybe two dozen daffodils. And he had this natural area on the side of his yard. And he said, I'm going to make it natural with daffodils coming up. So he said, I'm really going to make it natural. So he got the daffodils, and he threw them over his shoulder. And wherever they landed is where he planted them.
Oh, wow.
And I assume they did great. I don't know. But that was an interesting way to keep it natural. So daffodils are good.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping in mind, though, that many of them you plant will bloom in the fall. You plant them in the fall. They bloom in the spring. And that's it. And when you talk about that's it, you're talking tulips.
Mm-hmm.
Tulips are gorgeous. I lived in Chicago and planted some tulips in Chicago. Absolutely gorgeous. Just gorgeous. But here in Pensacola, they can be trouble. Plant them in the fall, and they'll bloom in the spring, but then that's it. They're not going to come back. And what you have to do is take those tulips and put them in the refrigerator for 6 weeks to fool them, to make them think they're in Chicago, and then plant them. But tulips are gorgeous. They're fun to plant, fun to grow, but they're was just a little far south for them to do what we want, and that's come back year after year and give us color. And as you know, they're just a multitude of colors and styles of tulips. You get online, you just shake your head and say, which one do I want to try? But tulips are fun. I just wish they would do better. Also, hyacinths are great. Blue hyacinths are really, really good. But they, too, need that 6 weeks in the refrigerator. So you have to deal with that.
We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
It's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you want to be part of the Garden Line today, I'm your host PJ. In studio with me is Mike Wiggins. We're talking about plants to add color for the fall season. I'm going to continue with that.
We are. I've had people say, I want some color, but I really don't want to do a bunch of annuals or even perennials. Just let me put some color in my yard to give me a contrast between the green plants that I've got as the basic of my landscaping. So there are a couple of things that you can do. And I just saw this done with a customer this week. Had some spring plants that had it.
Mm-hmm.
Time. Pull them out, get the bed ready. They planted flax lilies in lieu of annuals. Flax lilies should be a permanent plant. Now, I have had flax lilies when we had a hard freeze not react very well to that. They'll come back, but sometime you may want to freshen them up, maybe plant new ones, which would make it an annual. But it really should be labeled a perennial. A flax lily is simply variegated foliage. In other words, it grows up, up maybe 12, 16 inches, maybe a little taller for mature flax lilies. But they are a vibrant, variegated, kind of a white and green look. And so if you've got basic ligustrum or Clara japonica, or azaleas, if you will, and you want something to kind of brighten up that bed because you want some color in there, flax lilies is a great choice. And when I saw what this customer did, they had a bunch of periwinkle, which still looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Left that in. puts the flax lily behind it, I mean, it looked like Southern living. It really was a beautiful planting. So think about that flax lily to give yourself some color, some contrast, if you will, and it's great. Okay, also color for the fall, and this is one we will talk about a lot more, plant yourself some camellias and sasanquas. And you know who has done a great job of planting sasanquas?
Who's that?
1620. When you walk out the front door, there's sasanquas all over the place. And last year they bloomed. This year they're going to bloom. It's a great plant. The sasanquas are dwarf type. They're very low growing. And they just look beautiful as we get into the winter. It's one of the few things that will give you winter color. And, of course, camellias. And in December is, of course, a camellia show. And probably in November is our camellia show here on the Garden Line with Skip Vogelsang, who's going to come and tell us all about it. And as I mentioned last week, he'll bring the blooms in here and do something that's very difficult on the radio, is to describe how pretty these blooms are.
Yeah.
But he's a master at it.
It's theater of the mind.
Oh, yeah. He is great. But anyway, so you're looking for color in the winter, obviously, your camellias and your sasanquas. Now, if you don't know much about them and want to know more, I really do recommend the Pensacola Camellia Club. They are amazing insofar as sharing information. They will even come to your house. And if you, for example, say you bought a new house in North Hill, let's just use that as a sample neighborhood. North Hill's got some camellias, have been there for decades and decades, older camellias. And you have no idea what they are, how to take care of them, just what to do. They will come out and tell you.
That is awesome.
You have to talk to Skip. Matter of fact, when he comes on the show, we'll let him tell you all about how they do that and how you can contact them. But they are really wonderful about sharing information, especially to people who are new at camellias. I mean, it's a Pensacola staple. You got to have at least one or two sasanquas and camellias in your yard. And they just do a great job of sharing that information. So, camellias, sasanquas, good fall color. Okay, here's another one. How about hollies? Now, you're not going to get any blooms, but what you're going to get is berries. And a quick story, maybe time for a break. Is it time?
About a minute.
About a minute, okay. Quick story. I owned a business, and the business had these what I call American hollies, real tall-growing hollies, beautiful. And the berries on them in the fall around Christmas were just fabulous. I'd come to work, and there would be customers with ladders all lined up in front of my hollies, cutting limbs and off my holly trees, which I advertised, said, please come get them. I was glad they could do it and enjoy it to use to decorate for Christmas because it was a beautiful holly trees with great berries. Well, you can do that at home by planting some hollies. One or two things about hollies we need to mention when we come back from our break.
Sounds good. We'll be back with Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line right after this.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Cinderella would daydream of a beautiful, picturesque life in her fairy tale-like village, only to be reminded it was only a dream until she receives a magical visit from her fairy godmother to transform her life. Ballet Pensacola is thrilled to bring this classic story with exquisite choreography from the new artistic director, Stefano Candreva. Cinderella is for all ages. Performances are October the 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th at the Center. Visit balletpensacola.org or the Pensacola Little Theater box office for tickets.
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Good morning and welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. We have just a few minutes left with Mike Wiggins on the garden line here, talking about fall colors.
Fall colors, yes. Let's talk just a few of my favorite varieties. Nellie Stevens hollies, big, large, glossy leaves. It's just nothing happens to it. It doesn't have a lot of problems. I have planted mine up against a six-foot fence and keep them that 6 feet, half a year. So you can keep them pruned, or you can kind of let them get much bigger. A Mary Nell holly is one that will grow much taller than that. And one that you don't really, sometimes you don't realize is a holly, is a dwarf yaupon. The Latin term is Ilex vomitoria. Mm. Kind of a gross name, but I still don't know why it's named that. But it's a low-mounding plant. There is a variety of that plant. So it's called a dwarf yaupon, but it's called a burgundy dwarf yaupon. Now, it doesn't have red leaves. It'll have berries, but it has kind of a red cast to it. And it's a great plant to plant if you have a full sun, kind of a dry area, because every yard should have some dwarf yaupon in it, because it is a great plant with very few, if any, problems. Mm. And it's got that little red cast to it. So that's a great plant. One last thing about hollies is that you want hollies with berries. Well, male hollies have no berries. So when you buy a holly, it's always a good idea to buy in season when the berries are on the plants that you're buying. However, the growers grow these berries by cuttings, generally. And when they do that, you're going to get a plant true to the cutting, and they would always plant female plants so the holly will have berries.
Mm.
That may be more than you want to know about holly. but it is... Hollies are great. Oh, I left off one of my all-time favorites, Carissa hollies. Medium-growing holly, different shape leaves, but also one of those plants that just will thrive in Pensacola's environment. So we've talked today. Golly, we stayed on the topic of a fall color.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you'll get out and dig in the dirt a bit.
All right. Thanks for being here, Mike.